This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In last week's general election, Texans spoke loud and clear. They want more money for transportation. 80% of the voters approved Proposition 1, which amends the state's constitution to allow half of the money collected from oil and gas production to be spent on transportation. Before, that money went straight into the rainy day fund. But where in Texas will those dollars be spent? There's a lot of transportation needs out there, and even with Prop 1, there's not enough money to go around. And don't assume just because Prop 1 passed that there won't still be toll roads in Bexar County. Well, what do you want to spend the Prop 1 dollars on? What transportation projects do you support? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at @tprsource. We're joined this half hour by Scott Hayward, president of Move Texas Forward, an advocacy group focused on transportation needs across the state of Texas, and Bennett Sandlin. He's the executive director of Texas Municipal League, a nonprofit trade association for cities in the state. And we're also joined by Judge Darrell Fowler. He's the DeWitt County judge. Welcome to The Source, all of y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So, Scott Hayward, let's start with you. How much money are we talking about from this Prop 1?
Well, in the first year alone, Proposition 1 will generate about $1.7 billion in revenues for the Texas Department of Transportation, which is a substantial amount of money. It's a great first step for transportation funding, but as you mentioned, the need is bigger than that. We have about a $5 billion annual need, and so we're only hitting about a third of that need by passing Proposition 1.
So, Bennett Sandlin, with the Texas Municipal League, do you have a wish list for what you want to see done with this Prop 1?
Well, that's $1.7 billion is just a start. What you got to realize is there's, on top of that, just to keep up with existing congestion levels, TxDOT estimates it's going to need an additional $4 to $5 billion on top of that, and that doesn't even allow us to gain ground. So cities feel that this was a great start. We would like to see some additional legislation in the 2015 session to put some additional money towards that $5 to $6 billion that TxDOT needs just to keep up with existing congestion levels.
So do you think, though, that people thought that Prop 1 was going to be the magic bullet that was going to take care of all of this, when you're saying it's not even close?
It's not even close. I don't know that people will lose interest thinking this was the magic bullet. You've got to start somewhere. And I think most legislators realize that that's just the beginning. Cities and the Texas Municipal League are pushing. We're going to support whatever additional funding that a consensus is reached around this coming session.
And so, Scott Hayward, you guys put together a coalition to get Prop 1 on the ballot and then passed. So now you have a group of interested individuals who are trying to get transportation going in Texas. Are they going to be able to do something in the legislature to get this legislation passed now?
I think you will see the coalition stay together. It was formed of not just business interests, but cities were certainly involved, counties, people from across the state that are impacted by needing more funding for transportation here in Texas. And you have seen the legislature already starting to talk about that. Governor-elect Abbott, Lieutenant Governor-elect Patrick, and the Speaker have all been talking about putting more funding into transportation. I think we're going to see that as a priority this session, and we'll continue to push on the legislature to make more investments in infrastructure here in the state. But it's something that we have to be doing as a state with the growth that we've seen, over 1,000 people moving to the state every day. We've got to keep pace from an infrastructure standpoint if we want to keep that economic success going.
Right, but it's going to take some revenue source to come up with this extra $4 billion. So what are you recommending? Where is that money going to come from?
I think there's a couple things that are already being talked about. One of them is ending diversions to the State Highway Fund. We have money today that goes into the State Highway Fund that helps fund other agencies like the Department of Public Safety, the Department of Motor Vehicles, and that's something that the legislature has talked about previously, but certainly this session, the Speaker has said that that's going to be a part of their budget process, and that frees up about $1.2 billion over the two-year budget for transportation funding, another significant part of filling that gap. And the other one that you've seen a lot of talk about already that I think will continue is dedicating a portion of the motor vehicle sales tax. When you buy a vehicle today, the taxes you pay on that go into just the general state revenue. And there's been a great deal of talk about putting a portion of that into transportation funding here in Texas.
So you're saying the mechanism is there already in the state. We just got to direct it towards transportation. We don't have to come up with a new tax, right?
Well, that's for the legislature to decide. But, you know, I think in the environment we're in, a lot of people would argue that we do have a significant amount of revenue coming in with the economic environment that the state has today. You know, we certainly would advocate for prioritizing transportation when you're looking at the state budget. And so if you're going to do that, looking at a revenue source that has so much directly tied to roads, the vehicles that are driving on them seems to make a lot of sense.
Now, we are joined now with the DeWitt County Judge, Darrell Fowler. Judge Fowler, so you're in Eagle Ford Shale country, and you're seeing your roads being beaten up pretty bad by all the trucks. So do you think that you guys have a first claim on Prop 1 dollars because this is coming from oil and gas revenue?
Well, unfortunately, the enabling legislation behind that proposition does not have funding tied specifically to send money back down to the county level. The language said that the money would be apportioned according to existing formulas resident in Texas law, and there are no formulas that get it into the county level. And it's my understanding there's a committee impaneled right now trying to figure out a distribution of those funds based on congestion needs and construction needs, and some smaller county judges that are on that panel trying to focus it back into rural areas.
Right. So the Eagle Ford Shale and activity in the Permian Basin, that's what's creating all of this revenue that's being used. Without giving them good roads, how are you going to keep the money flowing?
Well, my first choice in this bill would have been to see it pay for the damages to the roads prior to being distributed elsewhere, but there might not have been anything left over.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about transportation in Texas after Prop 1 passed in the last general election. That's going to bring over $1 billion into transportation needs in the state, but we're hearing that is not nearly enough. So where else can the state turn to come up with more money to pave the state or do what other stuff, what other transportation needs we have beyond highways and roadways? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We're going to be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about transportation needs in the state of Texas. In January, the new legislature convenes in Austin, and one of the big priorities is going to be finding money for highways and roads and bridges and what else. That's up to you. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. With me to talk about that, Scott Haywood. He is with the Move Texas Forward. Bennett Sandlin, he is with Texas Municipal League, and County Judge of DeWitt County, Darrell Fowler. Let's go to the phones and get a caller on the line. Sean is with us. Sean, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. My question is addressed to all the panel. Is there any way the money could be appropriated to funding a rail line between the three major cities in Texas, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston, probably connecting through Austin? I know that would ease major congestion through the cities and potentially use that for moving cargo like the oil that's been getting out of the Eagle Ford Shale.
All right, Sean, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Scott Haywood, are you just looking at pavement and asphalt, or is rail part of your Move Transportation Forward agenda?
Well, I think over the long term, we've got to look at other transportation options as well. This proposition, the funding that's going to come out of what the voters just passed, last week can only go to road projects. That was part of the legislation itself. So what you'll see out of this new money is going to new road construction and maintaining the roads that we have in the state. But looking out into the future, we do need to look at other options as well to help relieve some of the congestion that we see on our roadways.
And Bennett Sandlin at the Texas Municipal League, do you see a future for rail transportation for passengers in Texas?
Yes, there's a potential for that, and there's talk of private investors talking about high-speed rail between Houston and Dallas and the Dallas-Fort Worth area and down to Austin. Whether that takes off or not, and whether it depends on public funds, we just don't know. But we think it is a possibility. Cities are interested in all forms of transportation, not just roads. But the future of that at the state level is unclear.
So, Judge Fowler, as the people are talking about this money, are you part of the conversation? Are the Eagle Ford Shale counties, are you involved? Do they say, we understand what's going on down there, we got to keep the roads going?
Well, at least for the time being, the counties in the Eagle Ford Shale are having to rely on their local property tax to take care of the damages and the needs to repair the roads. And we've actually had an opportunity to enhance our local property tax revenues out of the last legislative session when the governor signed Senate Bill 1747 that allowed us to create energy transportation reinvestment zones in our county. But even that enhanced revenue comes with handcuffs, and we can do nothing else to meet our growing needs except to put the money back onto the roads.
Right, and it's not just about having nice, pretty roads in the Eagle Ford Shale area. We're seeing a sharp spike in the number of fatalities, traffic fatalities out there.
Well, you're correct. Traffic fatalities are fivefold in some counties. DeWitt County has been somewhat sheltered from that, but as you move west into Karnes and certainly out to Cotulla, where the roads are narrower and there are no passing lane opportunities, convoys of trucks slow traffic down and people take inordinate risk and are putting other people in jeopardy. But as the funds become available, some of the counties are partnering with TxDOT with these grant funds that we have available to us through Senate Bill 1747. Some of these counties are partnering with TxDOT to help facilitate some of that improvement.
Our phone lines are open. If you want to join the conversation, talk about the future of transportation in Texas with Prop 1 now passed and a legislature convening in January, the number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. You can email us at thesource@tpr.org. Scott Hayward, are we still going to be seeing toll roads in Texas? Are we off the hook with those things yet?
Well, I don't think we're off the hook yet. I mean, as we've been talking about, there's still a significant funding gap out there for transportation here in the state, and so you'll continue to see those as an option. I think as long as it's something that local communities want to have, the state will have those as an option. Moving forward, if we're able to continue to get more money into infrastructure, that's something that may be addressed at that time. But, you know, when you're $5 billion short just to maintain the existing levels of congestion that we have in this state, I think that's something that we're going to see, continue to see as part of the tool package that the state has in addressing transportation construction.
And Bennett Sandlin, with the Texas Municipal League, y'all have been involved with the state, and as the state has tried to push more road maintenance in cities that were state traditionally part of the state's burden onto the cities, what's up with that? What's going to happen there?
Over the last year, that's what was called the turnback proposal. It was designed to make cities take over maintenance of state highways in certain cities. We resisted that push. Cities have a lot of transportation needs they've got to pay for themselves, and our philosophy is in the ideal world, the state ought to build and maintain state highways with state dollars. We were successful in that push, but what I will say is that mayors of cities around the state are willing to step in and take the burden for local option funding sources. This is something that we've pushed in past sessions. It was narrowly defeated. Cities would be willing if the legislature gave us the tools to go to our voters and generate some new revenue sources. What source that would be, we don't know yet. There's many options. But we are willing to help the state. You can't get a state highway project in cities built these days without city participation, local participation, they call it. But we did not like the idea of being forced to take over maintenance of state highways. That was just one step too far.
And will that ease? Will that change? And so the cities can say, "Here, you got money now. Here are your highways back. Take over."
Well, the proposal didn't go through. We reached a negotiated compromise where we would try to identify cities that do want to take over some maintenance of the highways, and there are a few. It gives cities more control, and so that issue's largely died out in the last couple of months thanks to that negotiation with TxDOT. But we're going to move forward this session looking for local option funding sources, and we're also going to support whatever funding idea gets traction at the Capitol for the state as well.
So Judge Fowler in DeWitt County, as you're hearing about that, they're going to be looking at congestion models mainly to try and figure out where the money should flow. And so that's not good news for low population areas like your county and other Eagle Ford Shale counties. How do you fight back against it? How do you make an argument saying a dollar spent down here is just as needed as a dollar spent elsewhere in Texas?
Well, I think the argument would parallel what Senator Uresti tried to get across to his peers in Austin last year, is that you have a goose down here laying golden eggs. And if you don't preserve that with investment in the roads so that the petroleum continues to be transported and the people have a safe driving environment, then you risk a lot of financial gain that the state of Texas is reaping right now through the severance tax and other taxes.
It reminds me of during World War II, there was only one highway that was repaved during the war because of the scarcity of product, and that was out in Midland, Odessa, because they needed the oil production so badly that they were able to make that adjustment. So to me, that speaks to where we are with the Eagle Ford Shale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't born back then, but I will accept your argument.
Well, neither was I, but I read about it. All right. So, Scott Haywood, how do we, run herd over this new formula that they're going to be cooking up to deal with Prop 1?
Well, I think there you will see some of this money going into parts of the state that are seeing the energy production activities right now. As Judge Fowler mentioned, TxDOT put together a task force that's comprised of county officials, some city officials, and others that are impacted by this. And their initial recommendations have been to distribute a portion of those funds to counties that are impacted by energy sector activities, somewhere between 15% and 20% were the initial recommendations, with another 15% to 20% of those funds going to maintenance activities, which would also impact those parts of Texas that have seen such tremendous wear and damage to roads because of the oil and gas industry. So I think that will be a part of it. They have not made that determination yet, the Transportation Commission at the state, but all the initial recommendations would point that they understand that is a significant part of the overall state funding gap, and we've got to be investing some money into that because it's not just a concern related to the activity, but there's real significant safety concerns, as we've discussed, and it's something that we have to start addressing.
And Bennett Sandlin at the Texas Municipal League, what about support for an increase in the state gas tax as cars get more efficient and some cars are not even using gas at all? That revenue is shrinking.
Yeah, that revenue source is rather regressive, as you say, and I think most mayors in Texas would support changing that over to peg it to inflation or peg it to some other metric that keeps it current. Texas cities are not, we're on board with those that want to find any revenue source that will help us with our highways. That's one option. Another option is local option sales taxes. Another option, as Scott said, would be to divert some of the sales tax on new cars directly to transportation, which has a real logical connection to it. So we're not putting any of our eggs in any one basket. We're going to support what has consensus and what leaders like Joe Strauss and others think has the best chance of passage.
And so, Scott Haywood, with your coalition, is your coalition made up of a cross-section of urban and rural leaders, and is it tilted one side or the other?
Well, working towards Proposition 1, it was certainly reflective of the entire state. Moving forward, you know, we hope to keep as much of that coalition together. And it also represents business industries from across the state, whether it be the trucking industry or the travel and tourism industry or the oil and gas industry here in the state. And so it's all of those industries that have operations throughout Texas that understand how important transportation is. And again, I think that's what's so important. This is about the users. It's about Texans that rely on transportation to get to and from work, to get to and from kids' activities, and to move our economy forward through all of the trade that takes place in this state.
Right. We want to be able to do so efficiently, effective, and safely. And so do you have a formula for, like, a dollar spent in this area is worth how much in returns?
Well, there's certainly an economic impact. If you look at just the jobs created, I think for every $1 billion invested in infrastructure, specifically transportation, it creates about 30,000 jobs. And so, you know, that we're going to see some gains just from what we've already done, and hope to continue to see those. But there's also the cost associated with not doing anything. Texans waste over 44 hours every year sitting in traffic on average, and that costs them roughly $1,500. And so, you know, if we want to make sure that we're taking care of those issues, reducing the levels of congestion, mm-hmm. reducing the damage that our roadways have that
right.
add to more maintenance costs.
All right. Scott Haywood, Move Texas Forward, Bennett Sandlin, the Texas Municipal League, and Judge Fowler, DeWitt County, thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. This is The Source on KSTX.